Moving along, we have a question about spiritual gifts. When it comes to serving the body, how can I discover my spiritual gift? And then part B would be, is there a difference between a talent, like playing an instrument, and a spiritual gift? So when it comes to serving the body, how can I discover my spiritual gift? And is there a difference between a talent, example, playing an instrument, and a spiritual gift?
I certainly would say the scripture teaches us as far as gifts, whether Romans 12 or whether 1 Corinthians 12 or whether Ephesians 5, especially in Ephesians 4, especially in Romans 12, it says, and has given each one of us a measure of faith, that all of us have a certain spiritual gift. I have to tell you, the way to discover it is to really be in the presence of the Lord. And I think as you are being in the presence of the Lord and doing certain aspects of what the Lord's gift to you, I think it will start being developed and noticed. But I cannot tell you what's your gift. You can, probably in the presence of the Lord. But make sure, we always think of these gifts as all the gift of speaking and the gift of preaching and the gift. But when you read the chapters of gifts, there are so many. There are more gifts that are private and could be unseen rather than the public and the seen ones. So let's be before the presence of the Lord, and He will give the direction and the influence to impress upon me the kind of gift I might have received from Him.
Gift is really an expression of an impression. What we have learned of the Lord in the glory through faith, our eyes fixed on Him, is then expressed in the gift that He gives us. And as our brother just said, every believer has a gift. But it's different from a talent. Talent is connected with what He has done in creation. He has given us talents. And sometimes the talent goes together with a gift. For example, if I cannot speak, I'm a speech impediment, I cannot have the gift of a teacher. So you have a talent that God gives in nature, and then He uses that. But it is not the same thing.
I would venture to say that in the Old Testament, in relation to Samuel, we notice that Samuel did not go around saying that, looking to find out whether he was a prophet or not. But he functioned, he kept in contact with the Lord. And as before the Lord, others recognized that he was to be a prophet before the Lord. And I dare say then that the challenge for us is to be before the Lord. There will be those who recognize your gift. God is the person who gives the gift, not you desire it. And on the other side of a talent, when it comes to talent, in Matthew 25, it says, according to their several ability. So it's in relation, talent then is in relation to abilities. Don't even look at me when it comes to a piano. I will never be able to learn to play, in spite of the fact that I am told I have very long fingers. And so the long fingers are not the talents. You have to have some sense of music and you practice. A talent is in relation to an ability. Gift is what God in His sovereignty puts to every individual. Every believer has gift.
Gifts are always in connection with the body of Christ. We have seen the church being the body of Christ and the house of God. So, in the body of Christ, there is various members, and each member has a function, as we have heard, and there is some small members, some greater members, and the same thing with the gifts. There are some great gifts, there are some smaller gifts, but each one, as we have heard, has a gift, and it is used for the benefit of the body of Christ.
Maybe if I could give some practical help into discovering what your gift is. It's not necessarily a verse found in the Bible, but it might help you. What we do at work sometimes is we get stuck on a problem. And so we can't solve it, so we took a page out of the engineering field, and we use a concept that's related to reverse engineering. And we say we have an outcome. For example, this outcome is, what is our spiritual gift? But we can't solve it. We can't discover what our spiritual gift is. So what we're going to do is we're going to flip that outcome, and we're going to make it the exact opposite thing of what we want. So we don't want to discover what our spiritual gift is. And then we say, okay, how are we going to get there? So now it becomes a little bit easier. We don't want to know what our spiritual gift is. So how are we going to make sure that we never discover what that is? And then what are some ideas of how we will never discover what our spiritual gift is? Well, there's no way I'm reading my Bible, because that thing might tell me what my gift is. And I'm not going to come to church, because if I do, a brother may encourage me in a certain field. And I'm not going to participate in any Christian singing, just in case I get the idea of serving him through music. And you can forget about conferences, because if you go to a conference, you might hear something about what your spiritual gift might be. And I'm not going to serve, because if I'm serving, I may stumble across what my gift is. So think of all of the things that you can do to make sure you never discover what it is. Now, those are the hindrances. Get rid of them. Do the opposite. You'll find yourself in the right place till one day discover what that gift is. Right? Come to church. Serve. Try it out. You know, we've got two little kids Sunday morning now. Believe me, they have no idea what their spiritual gift is. But they run around with microphones every time someone prays. And they don't know, but they're in the right place. They're in the right place, and one day they're going to discover what their spiritual gift is. Read scripture. That's where the gifts are outlined and who gives them. Go to conferences. Try it out. So it's a little technique we use at work, because we're terrible at solving problems, but think of how you will never get there, and perhaps if you remove all those hindrances, you will end up there in the end. There are more questions, but sadly, I think we're over time. So I really thank you for all of your participation in giving us these questions. If your question wasn't answered, or perhaps it wasn't answered to your liking, just approach us. Ask us. We will try and answer them more fully for you, or find you someone that can. We hope to direct you to Scripture for the answers to these questions.